And now we are joined by Vidar Harding. Hello, Vidar.
How are you, Basil? Good to talk to you.
And you, this is very nice. I'm new to the audio-described theatre, so I'm very excited to find out. We might have some new listeners. So could you explain exactly what your connection is with it?
So audio description and audio described theatre is, a couple of things I'll say. First of all, it's something that I discovered, Basil, about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I hadn't realised that, and it was at a very fledgling stage back then, there was a service whereby people would actually describe the overtly visual dimensions of any on-stage activity, whether it be a play or, as time grew on, opera, and now ballet and dance feature in there.
Oh, wow.
As well. Musicals have featured for a long time. So it's a great way of bringing to life, over and above the dialogue or the lyrics or the music of any particular performance, you know, some of the activity that you wouldn't see if perhaps you had minimal or no sight at all. So that's what audio description
is. So companies like Visualize.
My own connections with it, just, I suppose, on a formal basis, are I used to chair Vocalize, the national audio description charity funded by Arts Council England, for a while. And I now currently chair the Audio Description Association, which is another body aimed at promoting and highlighting audio description within the live performing arts.
So when it comes to AD, we are in the safest of hands.
Oh, now then. You might say that, Basil. I couldn't possibly comment.
I think we are, Vidar. Now,
experiences. As much as anything, without being cheesy, to try and encourage other people with little or no sight at all to hopefully go and dip their toe in the water if they haven't already and try and enjoy the arts and see if it doesn't add to their quality of life.
So you've been down to Birmingham to see a classic, 101 Dalmatians, I believe.
101 Dalmatians, which is one of those, as you say, quite rightly, is a classic. And one that I hadn't seen for a while. We have a number of key theatres in Birmingham, which is where I'm based, as regular listeners will know, at the Rep being one of them. And we have a traditional pantomime at the Hippodrome, and that was Cinderella. And we might have a couple of words about that before we've finished our chat this afternoon. And then we have the Birmingham Rep. Now, they don't do a traditional panto, but they do a family Christmas show, and this time it was 101 Dalmatians. And then we have the Alex Theatre as well, which is one of the other three main... there are three main theatres in total, as well as some smaller ones. And they had a musical on at the moment. So that we try and give people variety here in Birmingham. So
I didn't realise there was
so
much
theatre. Of the three, I think two of those were audio described.
Oh, I seem to have had some technical issues.
Are you there?
Oh, well, there we are. We're back in the room.
Good.
Sorry, Vidar.
Live radio, Basil.
Live radio. It may always go wrong, but at least we're still there. Could you just say that last sentence again for me?
Yeah, I was just going to say that of the three main theatres here in Birmingham, certainly two of the Christmas productions did have audio-described performances, and the Rep's 101 Dalmatians was one of them.
And how was 101 Dalmatians?
Great fun, great family entertainment. I'd forgotten the story. You know, it's amazing how sometimes these stories that you read when you're a lot younger, or you have read to you, or you go and see a film or something, and I'd forgotten it. And of course, it features Cruella de Vil, who
her
billing as exactly that. She is Cruella in all sense of the word. But very effectively done, and, you know, great description. And what was interesting was we had Julia Grundy providing the audio description in the way that she and very often Carolyn Smith do, with one or two performances, depending on the length of the run. But we also had audio description being offered for every performance this time from another member of the team. So anyone who wanted to could book and actually avail themselves of audio description each night. And I think I'm right in saying, although I obviously wasn't there each night, but you could have gone on the touch tour each evening as well, which the theatre would lay on should you have wished to do so. And that for me is, you know, an important part of an audio described experience, Basil, because it gives people who are blind or partially sighted and their friends, relatives, companions, who's ever with them, the chance to go on stage, go behind the scenes, go into the wings, to sometimes get the privilege of meeting the cast or a number of members of the acting team, but also literally getting a feel for some of the more unusual props and perhaps costumes that you're not as familiar with, and getting a feel for the set as well. So all of that really, really important, and helps to give you the context for what you then hope you're going to enjoy listening to, watching, however you want to term it, during the afternoon or evening.
So if we've got anybody new listening, can you just kind of summarise how it is audio described? Does it work? Do you sit next to somebody as they kind of talk to you, or is it an in-ear thing?
No, what you do is there are normally two describers for any such performance. Sometimes there is just one, but they will meet you very often for the touch tour along with somebody from front of house and or on occasions members of the voluntary team at the theatre. They will take you to have a look at the costumes, the set. They'll walk you through the theatre. They'll, talk you through perhaps a little bit of the action. If you get to meet some of the acting team, that's a real bonus as well, because actually, you know, you can talk to them about their characters, the parts they play, you know, what they found difficult. You get a bit of a more personal perspective. After the touch tour, which is normally an hour or 90 minutes before curtain up, then off we go back to the front of house. And normally, that's when you start to pick up your headset. And that's all important, Basil, because we have a headset that you need to wear, a bit like wearing earphones. So if you're not unfamiliar with earphones, it shouldn't be an issue. And you get it set to a particular channel. You're shown how to use it with a volume control, etc. They're normally very simple and straightforward. 15 minutes before the start of the performance, whether it's a matinee or an evening, there are usually some introductory notes read live by one of the describers, and he or she sits in a commentary booth, sort of at the back of the theatre, or in some cases they're under the stage. They can be anywhere and everywhere, commentary box.
Hidden.
As you know. They will talk you through pre-show notes. Now, these notes, incidentally, can often be obtained in advance by going online, or if you're not that technologically savvy, you can have it sent out to you on a disc. So it's a bit like reading the programme, gives you the cast list, talks a bit about the storyline, talks a bit about the set, you know, the background, all of that. Mm. Not unlike reading your programme if you are a sighted member of the audience. And then during the course of the show, through your headset, you will have carefully scripted, carefully crafted and carefully delivered live audio description, which literally in words paints a picture of what is overtly visual and which you wouldn't be able to see, which is happening on stage.
And I mean, you've mentioned Birmingham a few times there. I myself am from York, so I'm very accustomed with the pantomime and Berwick Kayla. But for
listeners,
say,
oh,
yes. Oh, yes, I am.
There you go. It's that time of year.
But for people, say, listening, I mean, I know that the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child in London was given audio description from Vocalise. But for our listeners in Scotland and other parts of the UK, are other theatres being, you know, helped and pushed to doing audio description in their shows?
There's much, much more, and in terms of audio description throughout the country, I'm pleased to say. And, you know, it is worth checking out with your local theatre what's available, what they're offering. And, you know, theatres very often want to hear from you. You're part of their public. They want to get you across their thresholds and into their auditoria. And if it's not being audio described and you perhaps think it ought to be, contact them. I'm not saying that they would automatically change it, but they would then register who was out there. And, you know, some people have forums, some theatres, you know, have access groups. And normally within a run of a week, there's one audio described performance. Never can please all the people all the time, and whether it's a matinee or an evening, whether it's a Saturday or a weekday, always a bit of a point of debate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, most theatres now offer audio description in the way that they do captioning and sign performances, and now increasingly relaxed performances as part of their assisted programme. And hopefully more and more people who use them will encourage them to do it even more. So it's on the up, and long may that continue.
Fantastic. Now I've got you here, I've got to just ask quickly, you talked about getting in touch there, and you're going to be hosting a conversation with Sally Harvey, aren't you?
I am indeed. Looking forward very much to talking to Sally. For those who don't know, and I can't think there are many who don't, listening to Connect Radio, Sally is Chief Executive, CEO of RNIB, and in the first of a series, which is going to be an occasional series, Basil, of interviews, conversations, we want to call them, you've used the right word there, I'll be talking to her about her work with RNIB, a little bit about Sally herself, because I think it's nice for people to get an idea of who the people are leading
who's
organizations, you know, what their background is, a little bit about their aspirations and how they hope to achieve their strategy and all the rest of it. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to chatting with Sally as the first, as I say, of an occasional series where we meet other people, members of the board and other senior leaders within RNIB and possibly the sector. So hopefully listeners will find that of interest in the next few weeks.
Well, Vidar, thank you very much for talking to us at Connect Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I know I'll be meeting you very soon in that very conversation with Sally Harvey. So, Vidar, thank you for joining us.
Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks' time in London, Basil. And thank you very much indeed for chatting with me this afternoon.